This is John Batchelor, conversation with the authors Jerry Dunleavy and James Hassan, their new book, Cabal, The Untold Story of Biden's Fiasco. They look at the suicide bomber, ISIS. But this particular moment, James describes how the sniper team identified a potential bomber. Looked like, acted like, they had the alert to look out for and asked for senior positions to okay them to engage. James Hassan tells a story about this tragedy. More of this later.
Sergeant Vargas Anders was never interviewed by the Pentagon for any of this. And he ended up sustaining a loss of two limbs. But as he testified to Congress and as backed up by transcribed interviews given to Pentagon investigators, he was given the Army Psychological Operations Team received a threat description, basically a be on the lookout description for a potential ISIS suicide bomber directly from CENTCOM, from Central Command. And the PSYOPs team, which is the PSYOPs are a member of U.S. Army Special Operations Command. They took that directly to the Marines in the sniper tower. They passed it along. And around 11 a.m., or around actually around that time, roughly, maybe a little after, the Marine team in the sniper tower, whose call sign was Reaper 2, identified a person who met this description exactly and was acting in the way that you would expect a suicide bomber to act, and that he was not trying to get to the gate. He was fidgety. He had a bag, all of that. And they called the report up to their battalion commander, Lieutenant Colonel Brad Whitehead, and they asked for permission to engage. And he told them, I do not have that authority to give to you. And they said, respectfully, sir, who does? And he said, I don't know, but I'll get back to you. And there was never an answer about that. And they lost the bomber in the crowd. And a few hours later, carnage happened.